Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
How's it going, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome back to another episode of the Sick Podcast with your host, That Leafs Fan. Before I get into this one, I'm simply going to say, I told you so, Fishbowl Mitch is back. But before we get into that, producer, roll the tape.
Turn up your volume, because you're about to listen to the Sick Podcast. Sick Podcast with That Leafs Fan.
They score! They score! Holy mackerel, they score! Morgan Rielly! Mo Rielly! The Leafs have won it! They're going to the second round! Do you believe this? Holy mackerel!
The sickest Toronto Maple Leafs podcast. It's gonna be sick.
Tell me that I know this team, because I know this team. And I know the players, all right? Mitch Marner, I literally said 2 days ago, on November 29, before yesterday's game, November 30th, that Mitch Marner was about to go off. Mitch Marner single-handedly won us the game yesterday against the Seattle Kraken. Let's get into the game, and then I'll get into the I told you so. I don't want to be too arrogant on this one, but I'm pretty damn proud of myself for calling it, because I knew it was coming. But anyways, the Toronto Maple Leafs face off against the Seattle Kraken last night in Toronto, and they come away with another non-regulation win, but we come away with the 2 points and win it 4-3 in a shootout. Now, this one was more of a reversed-styled game. We've been complaining a lot about the Leafs not starting on time, having a bad first period, and then picking it up later. This game was kind of the opposite. They actually, for once, started the game on time, scored the first goal of the game, Mitch Marner, and proceeded to pretty much being in control of the game until the end of the second period. They went up 2-0 and 3-1 and headed into the third period with a 2-goal lead. They gave it away. It was all the Kraken in the third period. By the way, Jared McCann's shot is lethal. He was momentary a Leaf. Of course he was. Absolutely lethal shot. That third goal, that snipe, I wasn't even mad when they tied the game, because I was like, this was coming. Like, they were pelting us, and that shot was disgusting. Like, Jared McCann, if you're watching this, you can always come back to Toronto. You're welcome. We can find a way to trade Revo or something. We have space for you. We'll figure it out. But they go to an overtime. Again, I thought the Kraken dominated the overtime as well. The Leafs have been kind of struggling. Like, considering the firepower we have, I thought, you know, like, I've at least felt that they would have had more bite, I guess you can say, in overtime. But I thought the Kraken relatively dominated it. There was some moments, like, opportunities for both. But, like, Joseph Woll, if you watched it, the last second save he made, or it was, like, 15, 10 seconds left, I don't recall exactly. But the save that he made was like, my jaw was on the ground. And I was like, oh, we lost. And I'm like, oh, wait, no, we didn't. This is amazing. I love Joseph Woll. I also said he was going to be the starting goalie for the Leafs this year, like, way back when. But I'm not going to get into that. I told you so. This entire episode, and I think he's earned it, because all the shit that Leafs Nation have been giving him, analysts have been giving him, and fans from other teams have been giving him, especially on social media, it's been brutal. Mitch Marner shut everybody up yesterday. every single person. Now, I don't know if it's the fishbowl. I don't know if it took him getting stitched up across his entire chin to go off. But I mentioned on Wednesday's episode to anyone saying trade Mitch Marner, that is stupid, completely, completely insane. He is going to go off and he's going to make everyone shut their mouth and regret what they say. And what do you know? Not even a week later, literally 24 hours later, the exact same, literally one day later after I said it, the guy went completely off. He went from not scoring a goal for nearly like 10 games to completely carrying us. First, second, and third goal, and they're different. The first one was a given. Great pass. He had an empty net. He scored it. Second goal was a missile to the top of the net. Could have counted as a power play goal. I think he missed it by like a second or two. But I did say if he was to go off, that the Leafs power play would look a lot better. And yesterday, the Leafs power play, when we had it, looked a lot better. Followed by a nasty hat trick goal bar down on a breakaway. Did you guys hear the building yesterday? Like, did you hear the Leafs arena? When I say that Mitch Marner is the heart of the team, this is what I'm talking about. When this guy goes off, he takes all of us off of our seat. And did you hear how loud we were? The argument, or the criticism, should I say, of this team from the beginning of the year was like, why is this arena so quiet? Why is this such a diehard fan base that is so quiet at home? That wasn't the case yesterday. Yesterday was one of the loudest I have ever heard the Leafs arena. Go Leafs, go chants the entire game. Completely energized the entire way through. And it was like a Thursday. It was a Thursday night. I mean, it wasn't like hockey night in Canada on a Saturday. It was a Thursday night. And this crowd was electric. And it was all because of Mitch Marner. He is going to find his game, and it's coming. This isn't the only time that he is going to do this. I don't think he's going to go for another hat trick, but Mitch Marner is back, okay? And when I say this, it's because it's true. It took him some time to get going, but you saw yesterday when this guy started buzzing, the entire team was behind him, and that is why I say Mitch Marner is the heart of the Leafs. Matthews is the engine. He can snipe it at any time. Nylander's been great. But Mitch Marner, I've said it before and I'll say it again, is the most important player on this team because so much of the Leafs team goes through him. When this guy is playing, everyone else around him feeds off of it. And that is what makes him a truly sensational player like he was in the game yesterday. I wanted to talk about something else as well. I guess not negative feedback, but kind of something that was a little frustrating in yesterday's game. The Leafs, they do end up getting the win, their 12th win of the season, still hanging at 5 regulation wins on the year. They just seem to be getting it done in overtime and in many cases the shootout as well, which is nice. It would have been nice if we could have closed that one in regulation. We did have a 2-goal lead heading into the third period. We let it get away from us, and there could have been several moments that the Kraken could have even won it, not only in overtime, but in regulation as well. So that was kind of not disheartening, but like a little frustrating, to say the least, a little bit. But they found a way to get the 2 points. What's been nice, I forget who said this, but during the game, I think they said that the Leafs have already been a part of 10 one-goal games this season. And you could look at it in the negative connotation, you know, like they're not able to close it out in regulation. You can also look at it on the flip side. The Leafs seem to be playing a better game in tight scenarios. And tight scenarios are ones that occur a lot more often. Again, I say this all the time. In games that matter, being the playoffs, being meaningful season games, you have to be able to play in tight games. Anyone can close out a game when it's, well, not anyone, the Leafs have blown 5-1 leads, but like when the game is like 4-5-1, like it's, those games are going to happen for both teams in the playoffs. games that determine a team who wins a series are the teams who can find a way to win in those tight one-goal games. And the Leafs, at the very least, have been doing that, which is a positive note. I was very hard on this team. I will always be hard on this team. But I'll give them the benefit of the doubt and credit when credit is due. They have been winning a lot of these games. And it's nice to see because in many cases in the past, the Leafs would be on the losing half of this, in the sense of, like, if it's a very tight game, they'll maybe scratch a point out of it or something, but they'll choke it and they'll find a way, like, they'll end up losing. Luckily, this season, at the very least, despite not being able to close it out in regulation, they've been finding those extra points, and those extra points, which mean everything, because the race in the Atlantic and in the Eastern Conference, honestly, is neck and neck. Like, from taking away Boston and the Rangers, every other team can make or miss the playoffs, and it's going to come down to a matter of a couple points. So every point matters. And the Leafs have been finding those extra points in these types of games. They're not perfect games. There's many things they can improve. I thought this should have been a game that they could have absolutely closed out before the end of the third by taking, you know, like, the extra push while the Kraken were really laying it onto them. They could have went on some counterattacks to close out the game. Unfortunately, the Kraken do come back in it, and they deserve the point in this one for sure. I thought that they were definitely dominating at some points, but they found a way to win, and it was all thanks to, once again, I'll go back to it, Mitch Marner. There is no one like Mitch Marner on the Leafs. There are many, 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 many talented individuals. What sets Marner apart from any superstar on the Leafs team is that nobody cares. Out of all the superstars we have, Marner, Nylander, Matthews, Tavares, you name it, nobody cares more. Nobody has the heart more than Mitch Marner does. And you saw it yesterday. You absolutely saw it. Did you see the energy of the team, of the arena, of just watching it from your home? Like, you were buzzed. I was buzzing. I was freaking out. And that's what he's capable of doing. That's what makes him so special, is that he's not only so good, but it's that character, that will to want to win, and the amount of care he has. Sometimes it gets the best of him. He gets frustrated on the ice. It's because he cares, but it is sometimes, you know, when he cares a lot and things aren't going well, it's a bit of a tough watch. But when it goes well, it is a beautiful thing to see, and that is why he is my personal favorite player. But he had a rough go at the beginning of the year, and within 15 to 20 games, every single person, many people I've talked to have said, trade him, get rid of him, garbage, overpaid, this, that, and the other thing. And quite frankly, you make that kind of money that we can't afford to see you having 3, 4, 5, 6 bad games in a span of 15, 20, you should be freaking amazing every single game kind of money. And that's just the pressure of playing in a team like Toronto and in a market like that. There's no room for error when you're making that much money. And so for that, I will grant, like, the hats off to the people who were frustrated, because you had every right to be. But sometimes people go through tough stretches. They have to find their game a little bit. And I don't know. There was something about that Panthers game, the way that it was played. And I was going to say this, even if I thought they lost for, like, I said it on the last episode. I thought the Leafs had lost for like 3 hours. And then at midnight, I go and turn on the score app, and it says we won 2-1 in a shootout. I'm like, I thought Evan Rodriguez won the game against us. But what I'm saying is that game, it felt different in the sense that there was a lot more fight in the team. Like, the effort, that's what I've been dying to see from the team, is the effort. That's it. I know we're not going to win every game, but just, damn it, I shouldn't be having to complain about effort. And I saw that against the Panthers. And we saw it again yesterday. There was moments where they had to fight through it. And that's going to happen. That's hockey. I mean, at the end of the day, every single team in the NHL is capable of winning a game, whether you're first or last. It's just the way that it is. And to see them at least fight their way through it and get the win, it's just, that's all you want to see, effort. That should be a baseline foundation for every single team. Like, if you're in the NHL, effort should never be questioned. And we saw that in the past couple games. So I don't know. I feel that turning point since the Panthers game. Again, yesterday there were flashes. Like, they finally started on time, but now they ended the game kind of bleh. So definitely still some things to work on, but I love the energy from the team, and I just love the effort. That, to me, is really what means the world, because I'd much rather watch this team lose a game that they gave it their all over winning a game and playing like absolute garbage, because sometimes you just get beat, but goddamn, at least you laid all your eggs in. That's probably not the best way to say it. You left it all out there, and it just wasn't your night, rather than you kind of don't deserve it, but like you got lucky. Like, that sucks. So that's been one thing that I've really, really enjoyed. Joseph Woll played another very solid game. The Jared McCann snipe was fantastic. I didn't really think any of the goals, like, I wasn't too frustrated with any of the goals that went in, to be honest. I'm like trying to remember them off the top of my head, but I don't think any of them were really on him. I think they were just right place, right time, like good shots on the players too. You got to give them credit. But overall, I thought he definitely gave us a chance to win once again, which is all we can ask for. And that's it. Honestly, that's pretty much what I retained from the game. Mitch Marner, I told you so. Like, that simple. It's that simple. Mitchie's coming back. I don't know if it's the fishbowl. Maybe we got to keep the fishbowl on him for like the remainder of eternity, because it's been working. But I'm so happy, because the Leafs are so much funner to watch when this guy is on his game. So much funner. Like, over anyone. Like, Nylander's been playing great. The Leafs have been still relatively mediocre to watch. When Matthews is popping off, which he has at some points this season, it was still like, you know, but when yesterday Marner went off, I was like, oh, this is nice. This is nice, because everyone around him feeds off of it. And that's what makes him such a goddamn special player. I don't care how many times I repeat myself. I literally said the day before that this happened, for everyone who said to trade him, to literally stop talking, because that is a dumb take and he is going to go off. And the Leafs did exactly that, including Marner, who went completely off, and there's only more of that coming, I think. But that's my opinion. But I'm going to finish it, and I told you so. I mean, I got to take advantage of it. I called it. I mean, I know this team. I've seen these players before, and it's like, this has been the core four for about, what, 7-8 years now? Like, any diehard, like, you should know this by now. You know what I mean? I don't know. Those whole conversations, man, I'm so happy Marner shut them down, because they were pissing me off. They were pissing me off. And he shut up all the haters, and it was great to see. Other than that, I want to say a huge special thank you to every single person who has been tuning into the episodes. And whether you're sharing it to a friend, whether you're leaving a comment, dropping a like, whatever it is, thank you so much. Honestly, if this is even reaching out to one or two people, and you're looking forward to listening to this, that means the world to me. And to me, that is worth my time. Absolutely. So guys, I love y'all. Thank you very much for watching. Don't forget to hit the like and subscribe button. And hats off. Hats off to Mitch. We all deserve him. We all deserve to give him an apology. Well, I was on his side, but I'll leave it at that. Roll it out. See y'all in the next one. Peace.
And that's a wrap. Hope you don't miss us too much until next time. Follow the Sick Podcast with That Leafs Fan on YouTube, Facebook, Google Play, and Apple Podcasts.